All right. So this is the third episode of Ballistic Mission. It's no longer Ballistic Audio because that was just a waste of time. I don't really have an idea what I'm going to talk about right now, but one of the things that are on my mind, is sort of the tuition hikes, the idea of tuition hikes in Quebec, because the Quebec government has been proposing for the last 7 years, really, increasing tuition that students pay. And I think there are a lot of problems with the university system in Quebec, the way it's funded, the way it runs, and it's honestly to the detriment of students. And the best thing I think for students would be to have them pay 100% of their tuition, right? And in my opinion, the best thing would be to get the government out of the tuition business, of the university business, period, and have it completely run through voluntary donations or through paying tuition. And what that would do initially is that would really make universities responsible only to students, because right now they're responsible to the government. Right now the government, quote unquote, pays the bills. Now it doesn't really have any money to pay the bills. It takes the money from taxpayers, but it takes the money involuntarily. It just takes it. It says the tax rate is 10%, the tax rate is 30%, and take your money. And if you refuse, if on the off chance you don't agree with, let's say, the government, in that they should have your money, if you say, well, no, I'd like to spend it on what I want to spend it on, then you go to jail, right? Then the government is going to show you who's boss. And that's the reason why I don't like most subsidies. The main thing that I think government should do is run courts so that people can resolve the disputes, and run the police so that people can not have their property stolen or their life stolen from them. To me, that makes perfect sense. It's clear, it's for everybody. Everything else, every other subsidy imaginable, is always from one group of people to another. The subsidies to universities is a subsidy from people who, from everybody, including people who don't have any university degrees, right, who will tend to be poorer, to people who are getting university degrees, and it doesn't make any sense, right? If you look at a subsidy, let's say, for having kids, really, everybody's paying it, and only a certain group of people are receiving the benefit. Now, you could almost say that it cancels out for those people, right? They're paying a tax, and then they're getting the refund, or they're getting the subsidy back. But the people who aren't getting the payment back, who aren't getting the subsidy, they're the ones who are really paying for it. Right, so you look at a subsidy for people who have kids, and you're going from people who don't have kids, who are paying the taxes, and are subsidizing the people who have kids. Or you look at if it was a subsidy for daycare, it's the same thing. If it's a subsidy for education, even for elementary schools and high schools, and you know. Is it I don't think that you should get the government out of those things unless you lower taxes, because people need money, right? The reason a person would say, well, I can't afford private education, let's say, would be because they have no money, because they don't have that much money, because the government takes a good chunk of it. It takes about a third of people's incomes just in taxes, just straight away. It just takes it from them and spends it on other crap that people don't really care about. And then what the government does spend money on, it's bad. The roads. Right? In Quebec, we have the highest tax rates in the country, and we're probably the most highly taxed place in North America. And our roads are complete crap. Now, if the government was to do anything besides police and courts, you'd think the roads would be something that would be pretty important. The roads, I mean, you don't have to take care of roads. You think about it, right? It's one thing to say, well, we don't know how to police because it takes all this technology. You need to have well-trained officers. You need to, understand the communities, you need to know what the crimes are, you need to investigate, every crime is different, right? You need to run all these tests, it's CSI all over again. The road doesn't move. It doesn't change places. Like, a criminal can move cities, and he's on the run. You don't know where he is. He can change the pair of... He can change his clothes, and you don't know what he looks like. But a road is always going to be there, and we still manage to fuck it up. We still manage to pave a road badly, watch it crack in the winter and the summer. Right? And it's one thing to say, well, you know, the winter was hard on it, and then once winter's over, we start repairing the roads. No. We watch it get destroyed, and we wait, you know, maybe 5 years. Right, let's make sure it's really destroyed, and then we patch it up. And the problem is that the government isn't accountable. Right? We say, oh, well, you know, we have elections, and somehow democracy provides the government with legitimacy. When, really, democracy, if you think about it, if you think about the amount of choice that you have, let's say Walmart. People hate on Walmart all the time. People hate on McDonald's as well. And I don't think they should. Because Walmart, unless it steals your property, which it has been known to do, it uses something called eminent domain, which is essentially the government's ability to take your land or your property and give it to someone else because the other person is supposedly going to make better use of it. But you can't judge use. It's entirely subjective, and a whole bunch of things wrong with it. It's corruption. It's used by big corporations, all that sort of thing. Now, when Walmart doesn't do that, and the reason people hate Walmart isn't because they do that, because, you know, if you're, let's say, on the left, and you're standing up for property rights, you're surprising me, first of all. But Walmart, it can only make a single penny if it pleases someone. And if you don't like Walmart, if you don't like the way it treats its workers, if you don't like the sign, it doesn't matter what you don't like about it. If you don't like Walmart, you don't have to interact with Walmart ever. You could say, I'm not going to get my stuff there, I'm going to go somewhere else. And you have that choice. You're free. Your interaction with Walmart is voluntary and consensual. Voluntary because you have to act on your own to decide you're going to interact with Walmart. And consensual because if you don't want to make a trade with Walmart, if you don't want to buy something, you don't have to. Right? Now, contrast that with the government. The government takes your money first and then promises you a service afterwards. And I'm not talking about politicians here, because politicians will make promises. The government as the state, as the whole apparatus, doesn't have to do anything for you. Really and truly, it can take your money. I mean, once it's taken your money, what are you going to do about it? You can't ask for it back, right? If you refuse to pay, you're going to go to jail, right? So the whole system is rigged against you. The whole system is rigged against accountability, right? And, you know, that's, I think that's why I don't trust government. That's why I don't trust governments at all. And that's why I think that it would be a lot better for us to abolish government, or at least abolish the state. We'll still have government, because the idea of governing something is, I think you can do that on a much more consensual basis. You can say, in this neighborhood, we're going to have certain rules, which is clear, obviously, but they're not going to be enforced they're not going to be enforced violently, right? In that, we're not going to put guns to people's heads, right? And, you know, I think definitely I need to get more into that and more into the violence of the state. So I went from tuition hikes to the violent state, which I think they're very, very connected. This is going to be the end of the episode. It's a very short episode, less than 10 minutes long. Well, I haven't added the music yet, but I'll add the music yet. I'll listen to it again, and if it sounds good, then it's gonna go up unedited as usual. And I hope you like it. This is the third episode. This is Revenge of the Sith, and I'm probably gonna try to advertise this one a little bit more than I usually do, considering I need to actually have people listen to this besides Evie Vagos. Shouldn't say anything. Oh well.
That's it. Good night.